Joe Ribbon is a master craftsman who has spent his life preserving the tradition of the old Irish dresser. He makes new dressers and restores old dressers in Connemara. A cabinet maker by trade, he trained in the Letterfrack Furniture School in the early 80s and has been making dressers for over 25 years. Trasa Vranach dropped in on him to one of his workshops as he was finishing a dresser he had built by commission.
Hi Joe, how are you?
How are you doing?
Not too bad. A little bit lost. I'm at a yellow long house that has the Child of Prague in the window.
You're at a yellow long house. Now, have you any idea who you are at all, like?
Well,
are you in Rimbaugh or Leicester Park? Where are you?
I've gone through Tully Cross. I think I'm in Rimbaugh. How are you, Joe?
Well, I'm
okay, thanks.
That's the kind of thing that we're involved in as such. And, you know, as I say, like, the demand for them might...
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. This one, no, this particular one, somebody wanted distressed. They wanted just a little bit of weight on it, just so it looks like it's more used, you know? So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they want
yeah.
ages and things taken off them just to make them look a bit more used,
it
you know?
Make them look a little bit older.
Well, that's it, you
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're meant to be kind of, you know,
God,
used
no,
and passed down through the generation.
Absolutely. Well, the dresser is absolutely gorgeous. It's unusual in that it's a pretty, pretty dresser, isn't it?
Yes, well, the thing about the Irish dressers was, in the old Irish households, they were a private place. Basically, what it meant was that, you know, if a woman had a well-blemished dresser, it meant that the family were doing well and that she had pride of place and that she was happy in the house. So this would be the cornice here, right, which is the top, and that's where all the cups would be hanging on the top. They'd usually be on hooks, right? So this is the front facade here, right? So you'd have different shelves all the way down the dresser for different... like bigger plates, smaller plates or whatever. And then you come down onto the bottom, which is the wider spot here, and that's called the bed of the dresser. So that would be like the modern day worktop, right? And then you have the drawers, right? Usually two drawers, sometimes there was more. Sometimes there was a drawer here in the middle called a knife and a fork for the middle there. And these are the panel doors then down the front. And that's where they used to store all the crocks of milk and the crocks of water or whatever, and then it's sitting up on the plinth at the bottom.
But they never put anything or hide anything underneath, would they?
No, but believe it or not now, you might believe this, but some of them used to keep the chickens in the bottom, right? Yes, there was dressers that had, they were called dresser coops, right? And the reason for this, very interesting now, right, is that when they get up in the morning, the chickens would have laid, right? And they had slats in them here. Do you see the way these are panels?
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that had the coops in them, they could see the chickens in through, right? So that if a chicken or poultry was warm, they'd lay all year round. So that's why they had them in the house, right? And there was another reason for it, was it used to stop the hens from laying in the thatch and the kids going up, damaging the thatch, looking at the eggs. And another thing it used to stop, apparently, this is all history now, was it used to stop neighbours quarrelling over where their chickens was and who they were around. We don't do chickens in ours.
Tell me, I suppose, the differences nowadays compared to maybe when you started out, if we think of maybe fast furniture and the mass-produced furniture that's out there now. Are the type of skills that you have, are they sort of falling by the wayside today, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. When we learned, you know, everything had to be cut by hand, everything had to be done by hand first, right? And then we moved on to the power tools and the whatever, you know, the power machinery or whatever. But as the years have rolled on, it's almost impossible. You wouldn't make a living now trying to make this, because everything's so mass produced now that you just couldn't be able to keep up with it, because There's such a difference in the cost of a handmade item and a mass production item. So, you know, it's hard to blame people if they see a cheaper unit and a handmade unit. You know, they're always swayed to go for the cheaper item, even though the dresser or whatever item is made by hand would probably last 10 times as long.
Traditional furniture in people's houses these days, are they interested in traditional Irish furniture?
I think actually it's coming back. I do actually think it's coming back. I think things are changing. They will come back into fashion, you know.
You've been making furniture for people's homes for a very long time. And, you know, if they mind that dresser, if they mind that piece of furniture, they'll be there in 100 years' time, yes, or 150 yeah. years' time. Yeah. How does that feel to you, knowing that your work is going to be in their kitchen for another generation?
Well, it gives me great satisfaction, to be quite honest, because, you know, I like making stuff like that. It's in my hand. I've done it for years. I don't know anything else. It just gives me great satisfaction, and it's good for a person's mental health to be able to go out and make the likes of that. And at some stage, it's in my life's work, that I will put something up online. I'm going to actually teach people to make their own dressers. So I will probably be looking at that in the near future, to run some kind of workshops or whatever, and that people will be able to come online and see one being made and make their own.
He should do that and turn social media to something useful, and he should reinstate the idea of being able to put the hen in the bottom drawer as well. The amount of mess they make in the kitchen if they ever get in. Bottom drawer would be the best place for them, wouldn't it?